there, KMA Land. Welcome to 3 minutes of personal growth info that we hope leads you to self-reflection and forward movement in your life. Spencer Williams and I select a topic each week, and this week we're looking at gaslighting. It's a term that has gotten a lot of attention and become sort of popular. It refers to the act of undermining someone's emotions or reality. It's making someone believe that everything they're going through is all in their head or isn't really happening to the extent that they perceive. Now, typically, it's talked about in the context of emotionally abusive relationships. Gaslighting completely wrecks your self-esteem and stalls you from making positive changes in your life because typically, the person gaslighting you is telling you that all the problems happening are due to you, or that there is nothing bad going on with what they are doing, so how you're showing up in the relationship is the problem. Now, let me be really clear here. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation, and it's very hard to detect sometimes. Those on the receiving end of it are often super responsible people who may tend toward the codependent side of the spectrum and are all too willing to take on the blame piled on by the gaslighter. It's not okay, and I hope to give you some tips on how to respond if you realize you're being gaslit by someone. Now, the hoped-for reaction by the manipulator is that you will go on defense mode. This gets you knocked off the discussion you really wanted to have with this person to get to some sort of workable acceptance of one another. But the gaslighter will redirect the conversation down all kinds of rabbit holes, which almost always put you in the wrong, according to them. It's a diversionary tactic to take the spotlight off their words or behaviors and try to get it on how wrong you are or how overly sensitive you are or any number of redirects that have nothing to do with what you're trying to discuss. Resisting the very compelling urge to defend is key. Keep bringing the conversation back to the point you initially wanted to discuss. Your feelings are valid, and the gaslighter will do their best to dismiss them. Causing doubt in you is the goal of this manipulation, with an end game to have you dependent on them. The more they can cause you to mistrust your own feelings and perceptions, the more control they feel they have. We always bring it back around here on the Double X to what you have to be willing to do to look at your part in the dynamic of your relationships. Now, your part may be that you need to learn how to stand firm in yourself. And another option may be that you are also gaslighting your own feelings on some level. I don't mean this as a blaming thing. Gaslighting is cruel and unacceptable in a relationship. And if you're on the receiving end of it, it's not your fault. Most often, our relationships are a reflection back to us of our relationship with ourselves in some capacity. So when I return on Friday, I want to take a look at some signs that you may be gaslighting yourself and what you can do about it. I'll chat with you then. Later!